as
God
intended.
Let's go. Aloha and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm Dr. H, and I'm going to make sure you listen in to me. I want you to make sure you listen in with me and all of my healing homies, some of whom are on today's show, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Jana Schmidt, and Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Brian Artis, folks, is on vacation this week. He'll be back with us next week. Have a good time out there, brother. But we're going to be on Mondays through Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcasts on AmericaOutLoud.com. Also on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks too. Just go ahead and download the America Out Loud phone app from your respective smartphone store and listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored by GlobalHealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. I love taking them every day, folks, except when I'm fasting, but I love taking them every day when I'm not fasting. You will enjoy them too. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to GlobalHealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful America Out Loud sponsors at AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's a new page that's on the platform. So we got a great, great show for you today. I'm joined by my healing homies. What's up, Dr. J?
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Woo, boy, could we use it, right? I'm so ready for the weekend. Nicola, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad it's Friday.
TGIF, baby. I hope you feel the same way. What's the only day that's better than Friday?
Saturday.
What's the only day that's better than Saturday?
Sunday.
What's the only day that's better than Sunday? Sometimes.
I like all the days.
Heyday.
However, Monday through Friday, we get to do Looking for Healing Radio. So
it's kind of like getting paid right there without getting any money, but getting paid and a lot of love. I'm all for it. It, folks. You know, we have a really great show for you today. We're going to take some more questions from our audience. So we thank you for sending those questions in. They're so fantastic. So if you want to be one of those folks and get your question read on the air, please go ahead and fill out the form on the show page. Go to AmericaOutLoud.com. Go to Looking for Healing Radio under the show tab. And then on that page, you'll find a little place where you can fill out your questions and send them in. And hopefully we get a chance to review one of yours, or at least somebody writes one that's similar to yours and we get to review that one. But anyway, we want to take your questions. We want to give you our thoughts, and we want to hopefully point you in a good direction towards your healing, because we know you're out there looking for it. So before we get started though, healers, I got to say, we had a crazy Twitter week this week, and I got to get some opinions, because, you know, we want to have adult conversations, right, Dr. J, right, Nicola? We want to have some adult conversations, right?
We do. Sure.
Okay. Well, yes, it's Twitter, and yes, it's pointless, and yes, I'm considering leaving Twitter before they kick me off. But there's just something that blew me away in the health freedom movement this week. Let me set the stage, because you may not have heard of it. And let me just set the stage for you. So Joe Rogan interviews Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And of course, you know, RFK, we love you, you know, and of course, we wish you the very best. I definitely push you, you know, because I'm speaking as the voice of people who are injured and been messed over. But that doesn't mean I'm not in your corner. And he does a really great interview. And one of the things that comes up is Peter Hotez, one of the biggest pro-vaccine shills out there, is talking all this crap after the interview, saying that, you know, Joe Rogan should be deplatformed, Spotify should pull his, you know, his contract with them and all this other stuff because he's spreading misinformation. It's like, dude, the shots don't work. You know, There's nothing misinformation about that. Anyway, Joe Rogan engages him and says, Peter Hotez, and says, hey, I'll give you $100,000 to your favorite charity, your charity of choice, whatever you want. And you can, if you come on and you debate RFK. Now, Dr. J, Nicola, what do you think about that so far? Because there's more to it, but what do you think about that so far?
Well, I'm a little puzzled. I'm a little puzzled why this doctor cares so much to cause his problems and to deplatform. I mean, he's allowed to say all kinds of things that people don't like. So I don't see why he has to go after someone else. Has Joe Rogan ever interviewed that particular doctor, Hotez?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But he was.
So they didn't have a relationship before.
Correct. Yeah.
Even more puzzling to me. Like this, this sounds like childish banter, right?
Agreed.
Just bickering. It's just very immature.
Totally agreed. And from the Hotez's standpoint, he's made millions and millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry. So of course he's biased, right?
Right.
But the thing for me that got me was like, dude, this isn't 2020, 2021 anymore when that was an okay thing to do and it never should have been. We're supposed to be about free speech, and especially on topics of this magnitude. Let's get people who disagree talking, because something is gained always in those situations as long as they're respectful, right? There's always something
positive. Right,
for
sure.
Right.
And I actually don't think that it was all that bad of Joe Rogan to say, hey, come on and let's talk. The part that concerns me the most, and it's not the charity part that bothers me either, because there's a lot of people out there that could use some money to do what they do so well. But it was that Dr. Hotez gets to pick the charity. Like, I don't trust him to pick out anything, right? Like, let alone have that much money. You know, oh my goodness, I wouldn't trust him to choose anything that would be helpful.
Well, hold on to your hat, because it's going to get a little worse in a second.
Oh, no.
And I got to tell you, I agree with you 100%, but it's Joe Rogan's money.
Yes.
And he can do, and what is he saying? He's like, dude, I'll put up 100K to whatever charity you want, because I want to have this conversation. And I think people want to listen to this conversation. You and RFK go at it. Now, everybody keep in mind, RFK Jr. wrote The Real Anthony Fauci and just tore all these people apart. So that dude is ready to go 24 hours, 7 days a week on this topic, right? And he's been very clear about that. Nicola, what do you think so far? We haven't gotten into the crazy stuff yet. What do you think so far?
Well, gosh, the thought that comes to mind, I agree with Jana. This is more of the same pathetic behavior that we need to eradicate from the planet. I mean, right here, this captures the problems we have on the planet. That's one thought that I had. The other thought that I had was, I would probably really enjoy watching RFK
Yes. He would destroy him, wouldn't he? He would destroy him.
And the third thought that I had is, it's painful for me to hear that money of that magnitude would go into the hands of the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Because as probably most people maybe not listening to this show, if you really do research on these outfits that raise money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed good. Gosh, I don't know, upwards of in the high 90th percentile is their total scams. They're total scams.
All of them.
Another way.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them, yeah.
Right.
And they need to steal your money. And that just, when it could go to a really good cause,
a real charity.
The pink ribbon comes to mind for me.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
The biggest scam. We're pink because, of course, that's what we do, right? But anyway, with all that, it gets a little worse.
Oh, my gosh.
So Joe Rogan, it's his money. It's his show. Do what you want. I actually enjoy listening to Joe Rogan occasionally and stuff like that. I'm not a huge supporter or fan, but I do think he's been very clear about he's willing to withstand public pushback or the woke kind of trying to control the narrative, control the conversation, pushback and say, no, I'm a First Amendment dude. We're going to have freedom of speech and we're going to be able to talk about things and try to get down to it. I really respect that about him. And he'll bring on controversial topics. He's brought on ayahuasca, people talking about ayahuasca and psychedelics. He's, you know, been open about his own explorations on things. And I'm like, yeah, now we're having some adult conversations. You go to Joe Rogan for adult conversations, right? And great. Well, people in the health freedom movement start falling over themselves, pledging money, saying, I got five on it. I got 5,000 on it. I got 50,000 on it. I got 500,000 on it. And Chief Nerd, and check him out on his Twitter handle. Great follow. Dude is awesome. At Chief Nerd, C-H, I can't spell it, Nerd. Chief Nerd starts amassing all these pledges people are making. Well, within 24 hours, the pot has grown to over $2.6 million.
What?
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. How? Why?
I mean, but it's also disturbing.
Why? Okay. So tell us why you think it's amazing and tell us why you think it's disturbing.
It's amazing that there's that much money out there to be handed over for, I mean, I get, they want to see this happen. They want to see, they want to see Kennedy just lay down the facts and just be amazing and blow this guy out of the water and kind of expose who he is and what he's been saying, or, you know, or educate him. I mean, maybe he doesn't know what he's saying is wrong. So I think it's wonderful that so many people are excited to have that happen. Like, we need this to happen, but I'm again concerned about that money going to the wrong, fueling the wrong things. Like, we needed to help people. If it was going to health freedom or, you know, organizations that were truly helping people, I think that would be totally different. Been organizations that have needed money, right? Help people, to true research, to scientific research that's needed to help people get well. That would be amazing.
But I agree with you on that front, because I was like, when I heard this, I was like, why is this a thing? You know, somebody texted me in the morning on Monday and was like, dude, you better check this out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take a look, you know, which I can't stand doing. I like to wake up and not be on social media. So I was like, all right, let me just see what's going on. And I was like, I don't get it. Why in the world would you pledge money for HOTEZ to be able to decide where it goes?
Right.
And I got a whole bunch of people pushing back on me and like, oh, it's going to charity. It's going to charity. It's going to charity. I'm like, you didn't read the fine print. You guys didn't think this through. You're pledging money so that HOTEZ gets to decide which charity it goes to. That's the offer from Joe Rogan. The offer from Joe Rogan wasn't, hey, the winner of the debate, I'll decide, and that's and then we'll send the money to charity, or we'll split it evenly, and RFK and HOTEZ can both have half the pot and send it to their respective charities or anything like that. It was HOTEZ gets to decide what happens to all of this money. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to get somebody who's a known pharmaceutical shill and give him money that he can decide where it's. We need money in the health freedom movement. There's so many people that I work with every day that have lost so much. They need help to buy supplements and to pay their bills and things like that. And we have organizations like React 19 flooded with people like this. My organization, Interject Health Institute, we get flooded with these things, right? It's like, why wouldn't you give that money to organizations that are actually going to help take care of people? Or if you couldn't, here's a novel concept about why don't we take the debate into something that can be productive, like, I don't know, a criminal investigation or something like that. Why are we so enamored and so quick to open up the wallets for a virtue signaling moral victory over a low level known pharmaceutical shill? And why would you even risk putting RFK in that situation when he's running to be president, not running to win a debate on a radio show against a low level? These two things are not the same, right? Nicola, what do you think about all this?
You know, so just I'm envisioning in my head, okay, so let's say that this thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so much like just more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same, you know, creating this divisive energy. It's like people want to show up for a fight and they want to pay money, right? And see this guy kick this guy's ass. I mean, I did say it would be kind of interesting to watch just because I'm a fan of RFK and his work and everything he's done. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, quite a model of, a model of intelligence and a model of putting out there the right thought patterns that people should have around this topic. But still, it's just, there's just behind this is this energy of, you know, fight and divisiveness. And I just feel, maybe it's because I'm a woman, I don't know, but I just feel like we need to stop behaving like this and we need to move away from this. And, you know, no judgment against Joe Rogan at all. And at the same time, you know, my thought is, well, interesting decision to kind of pivot this kind of situation that creates this fight and this divisiveness and this, you know, kind of energy out there. So, you know, I mean, just because people are pledging donations doesn't mean anybody has to accept those donations. I mean, again, I back you up. Joe Rogan can do whatever he wants with his money. And if that's what he's chosen to do, that's what he's chosen to do. But I also do agree that it's just disgusting to me how quickly, you know, just like that, you can just have, you know, gazillions of dollars floating around towards something that doesn't get us anywhere.
That was my thought with it right there was, okay, let's say it does happen. Let's say that RFK demolishes him, which he would. Let's just say that happens. And that now, where are we at now? Hotez, for taking an ass kicking, is going to now be able to distribute seven figures and growing a worth of money to whatever charity he wants to. And I had to point this out to a couple people. Do you know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a charitable organization? Could you imagine him taking that money and donating it to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which he would have the right to do under the terms that he would agree to? Do you see what I'm saying? The obvious logic fail with this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I just go with folks. I'm like, listen, I don't think you really thought this through. And in this war we're in, you really have to think things through. You know, this is a bad idea. Its intention is good. I'll give you that. But it's a bad idea and it would be poorly executed. And if this is what's going to get everybody excited, I just don't know why you can't get excited about a grand jury petition. Why Right. you can't get excited about what Brooke Jackson is doing as a whistleblower. Why you can't say, hey, we're going to put all this money together and we're going to go after and support what Brooke Jackson is doing, what my team is doing, what any other team out there is doing that can at least bring justice. Because you want a debate? Yeah, I want that debate to occur in a courtroom.
Right.
That debate right. to occur, That's occur good. In an investigation. I don't want that debate to occur in the court of public opinion where nothing's going to happen and everybody yes. can claim victory. Right?
Right, right. Ridiculous. You know, as a mother who's raised three sons, I look at this, you know, from a mother's perspective and I think, who started this? Who's in trouble, right? I look at hotels like you came after them. You should have just sat quiet and let them have their opinion. Right,
exactly.
Anyway.
All right, we got to go to break, folks. We'll be right back with hyperthyroidism. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to be talking about water and some ideas on how you can really take care of your water for some people who've been doing it for quite a long time. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma, join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus and strengthen recall. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code Out Loud.
All right, healers, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. And want to let you know, Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. So learn how at energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, which is starting on August 1st. We have a new one starting. It's filling up fast. Make sure you check it out. And so, so much more. Join the EHI family and let's make tomorrow amazing. EnergeticHealthInstitute.org. All right, folks. We want to get into a good question that came in. Let me read the question here. If I can find it, let me find that question. And then Dr. J and Nicola, I want to get your thoughts on it. I really want to see what you're doing. This one is going to come in from Jamila. Jamila writes in, how do I reverse hyperthyroidism? Ooh, no small task right there. Good question. And we're saying hyperthyroidism, everyone, not hypo. She says, I've been on the AIP diet for 7 months. That's the autoimmune protocol diet for 7 months, and I'm feeling better. Great. But a few lingering symptoms remain, such as tiredness, occasional heart palpitations, and some muscle weakness in the knees. Help me, please. All right. Well, let's see what we can do to help you, please, right here, Jamila. Nicola, what are you thinking when you start seeing, you know, a question like this? What are you thinking?
I'll say this. I have never been able or been unable, I should say, to correct these conditions. And I know she's asking about hyperthyroid, but you know, you got to really look at it. It's half the side of the same coin. So hyper or hypo are really just indicating imbalance in the body. And what I have found, and this has been 100%, you know, every time I approach with this concept, which I'm about to discuss, it's never not worked. So when you have issues with your thyroid, I've always approached it from the standpoint of a nutritional deficiency, right? Compromising the endocrine, compromising the hormonal, coupled with detox. There's a lot of toxic waste that can get trapped in your thyroid. And that's just because of the size of it and the location of it. I mean, it's right by the front door. Right? You know, we're always putting foreign things into our mouth just by the simple act of eating food every day. Was it washed? How was it handled? Is there pesticide spray on it? And this organ is so susceptible to the collection of toxic waste. And I think you mentioned she was on the autoimmune protocol diet. And one thing that I'd like to say is there's no such thing as autoimmune. Autoimmune means the body attacks itself. That goes against the laws of nature and creation. The body will never attack itself, ever, ever, ever. I mean, unless you have a donated organ, and then that gets to be a little bit of a different situation. However, in an autoimmune, I mean, that's even a term we need to stop using because it's not real and it's not true. But the reality of what's happening behind the scenes is that the organ itself is so full of toxic waste, of trash, of things that don't belong in there, that there's this confusion that goes on in the organ where the organ looks at itself, if you will, and it's more non-organic, non-self, because it's so packed with toxic waste mm-hmm. that it doesn't quite recognize itself. And so it looks as if it's attacking itself, but it's not. It's absolutely not. It's trying to clean house and clear all the, you know, the toxic waste out. And it can give a presentation like it's attacking itself, but it's not. So just with basic nutrition and, you know, really simple detoxing, you don't even have to get really, you know, deep into this. I have found every single case that's ever come to me has totally reversed itself. And it ends up that they have a totally normal thyroid. There is no problem. We just have to take out the trash and we have to give it nutrition. So those are some thoughts that came to mind.
Well, you know, a follow-up question for you, because this has been this is what I love all of us working together, because we're all, it's like, this is just, we've all independently come to these conclusions. This isn't us adopting each other's beliefs. This is what we've seen in practice. This is what we've seen in our own experience, is that, you know, what if it's just the cell is infected? What if the cell is polluted? What if it's the immune system actually working correctly? It's just the allopaths that are saying it's the body attacking itself, because they're already on the stand that the body makes mistakes. I keep coming back to this idea of, in order for you to wake up every single day, your body has to go through 900,000 trillion biochemical reactions correctly every blink of an eye. In fact, every thousand times faster than you can blink your eye, it's doing this. So the notion that your body could, that you can exist within your body and that it's prone to errors. Yeah, errors happen. Let's not say that they don't, but 900,000 trillion things are going right every time you can blink your eye, and you think your body would attack itself? No, it's attacking the real problem, the root, the pollution. I'm right there with you. I'm going to come right back to you, Nicola. Dr. J, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, my mind goes many places. And of course, we nutrition and detox, number one. But you think about what does the thyroid need?
Mm.
And what does it do? So for me, I want to make sure it's getting everything it needs. And in order to make all the proper hormones and the metabolic processes. So I would probably recommend really good fats, avocado, fish, nuts, seeds, but also make sure you're digesting those good fats. Sometimes people have a hard time digesting, may need to come alongside with something like lipase, which is an enzyme that digests fats. And those will go nourish the thyroid and become the building blocks for so much that the thyroid is responsible for so much that I would probably balance that. And then also selenium. People that have a tendency to have hyperthyroidism are very, very low in selenium. And it's so easy to get enough selenium. Brazil nuts, you know, mm-hmm. a couple of Brazil nuts mm-hmm. here and there, you've got enough selenium in your diet. ashwagandha is a great adaptogenic herb to get you through sometimes if it's stress related. And that's another thing I would find out, is there a lot of stress in their life? You know, get out, get exercise, do some yoga, maybe come alongside with an adaptogenic herb. I always look at how much sunshine is someone getting? Do they have enough vitamin D? Because that's mm-hmm. also another trigger, low vitamin D. So those are the types of things I would look at. I always go to herbs and essential oils too. I think my two favorite herbs are lemon balm and bugleweed. Those are my Ooh. Two favorite to help nourish the thyroid when it's overactive. And then lavender and sandalwood would be the ones that would diffuse or literally put on the skin, you know, mixed with the carrier oil. So that's where I would start.
It's such a good place to really begin. I mean, I think when we're talking about hyperthyroidism, you know, the thing that always jumps out to me from a physical perspective is always what's going on in the liver. You know, is the liver backed up? Are the filters of the body backed up and waste, like Nicola, you were saying, is it just accumulating? Because if it bioaccumulates these toxic chemical compounds, they've got to be stored somewhere. They can't stay in the bloodstream. They've got to go somewhere. And so where do they go? Most of them are fat soluble or lipophilic. They love fats. So they're going to go where there are fats. Well, what are glands made out of? Pretty much fats, like Dr. J, you were saying. So it's kind of a sad match made in heaven, you know, in these situations. So Jamila, I think a couple of things I want to share here, and then I'm going to want to get a few more thoughts on this. We're going to stay on this the whole segment, if it's okay with you two. Let's stay on this question.
Sure, sure thing.
First of all, the thing I see, and I always do this, I look for what's good, number one. And what I see in you, you've been on a new diet for 7 months. That's awesome. That shows tremendous dedication. It shows that you want to get better. You're putting in the work. Now it becomes, how do we help shape that work so it becomes really productive? Because the effort's there. And I think that's something to always give yourself a mental high five over. When you see that you changed the diet and you started feeling better. Well, when we looked up the autoimmune protocol diet, it looked a lot to us like a basically an anti-candida, anti-yeast kind of diet. You know, the only exception would be in the foods that you can eat, there were some fresh fruits. They said in moderation, and some fermented foods that we would be a little in the vinegars, a little cautious of if we were really dealing with a yeast infection. But I start going right to where what Dr. J and what Nicola said. I go right into, hey, we've got some production here. And if we got production, that means that the diet is helping on some level, but I have curiosities. You know, did you get a delayed food allergy panel so you know exactly which foods your body wants to stay away from or wants you to stay away from? In this case, did you get a microbiome screening? Do you know whether or not you do have infections? Because I've read enough research now. University of California, Irvine started me on this track, where a lot of what was called autoimmune conditions were really just infections in the cell and the immune system acting correctly. So do we know what infections are in there? Because there's, whenever you find something, it's like, great, we found something else to work on and resolve. And then we start clarifying, cleaning the cellular environment. And now you're getting really good. And then we look at the health of the liver and the organs of filtration. So there's I think what we're all alluding to is there's a step-by-step process that you can go through. So you don't have to do everything all at once, because that's impossible. But the concern I did have here, and I'm going to ask it in a second. I wanted to give. Let me ask it right now. We're about midway through the segment. I'm concerned about the heart palpitations here. Now, it's not atypical for hyperthyroid or the extra production of thyroid hormone. But what do you both think about the heart palpitations here? Because I have a curiosity whether or not she got any of these damn shots. You know, and we don't have that information
for sure.
There.
Yeah,
right?
What do you think? Need to know that mm-hmm. that would be crucial to know. It, and if not, then perhaps it's stress related.
Mm-hmm.
But if she did get the shots, then that's a whole nother conversation specifically for detox and rebuilding of the body and the cells.
100%. It's not a completely different, but it's a much more delicate process. Because the room for error people have who've gotten the shots and are experiencing negative impacts of them, the room for error is much more narrow than somebody who didn't. It's just easy to see clinically when you're working with people. Nicola, what do you think about the heart palpitations in here?
So I would explain, I think this might be helpful to her, explaining it this way. So the heart works from electrical conduction. That's what it does. And so how do we create electricity? Well, we create electricity through the exchange of positive and negative ions. Well, where do we get positive and negative ions from as far as nutrition? We get them from minerals. That's where they're donated from. And that's where you create the charge and the, you know, and the energy in the heart. And so My recommendation, in addition to what Jana said, I would highly recommend that she take some, like a multi-mineral, like a liquid multi-mineral, and also some trace minerals. And I would also recommend that maybe some Celtic sea salt, that she puts that in for water.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And I totally
agree. That's excellent, Nicola. Yeah. Some sea salt.
Yeah. I would do that probably at least 2 times a day. I might start with just 1 time a day. And if when doing that, the heart starts to receive these minerals that have charges, when it starts to regulate itself, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And don't let that scare you. That's actually the sign that it's working. So I would start maybe taking a trace mineral and a multi-mineral and the salt 1 time a day. After maybe a couple of weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that, I would take it up to 2x a day, wait a little bit further, and even take that up to 3x a day. And again, if you have these erratic expressions of these irregular arrhythmias, if they seem to get worse, I promise you that's a sign that it's getting better. And don't let that scare you.
And let me point out something that Nicola just said. She said, I would, right? So make sure you hear things very clearly. She's not telling you to do anything. We're always going to be referring you back to your trusted healthcare team and everything like that. But these are ideas we're sharing with you. All right. The thing that's jumping out for me, Nicola, is, oh, go for it, Dr. J. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just going to say, I thought there should be things we might guide her, things we would avoid that would hurt our thyroid, like brominated flours and breads and hot tubs and chlorine and things like that.
So being healthy is going to be as much about what you don't expose yourself to, especially in this day and age, as what you do. And so when we're talking about problems with how any system or any organ is functioning, any gland is functioning, you have to understand, well, what could you be putting in your body and exposing yourself to that's creating those changes in its physiologic expression of what it's supposed to do? Because really, pain, not feeling good, it's your body crying for help, right? It's not that the body's not working right. It's that your body's saying, I can't keep doing this when you keep exposing me to these things. Or I can't keep doing this and work for you when you don't give me enough of what I need. So it becomes this incredible dance that we do with making sure we've identified things like the brominated halogens. I'm going to butcher this. Say it again, Dr. J.
Bromine, fluoride, fluorine, all of the halogens.
All of the halogens, right? That we give those out. What does every thyroid need that we know, right? Iodine. Right. So you got to bring iodine in there. Dr. Group at Global Healing has a great product, Nascent Iodine. It's in a product called Detoxidine, right? And that's not named because it doesn't help detoxify. That's something that iodine helps do. It helps clear things out that aren't supposed to be there. It actually turns phosphodiesters into phosphotriesters, so it's easier for the body to get rid of them, which is a great, great thing for your overall health. But I think it's about what you're looking at here, Jamila, to sum it up, is you're looking at cleaning up the cellular environment and nourishing the cellular environment. And when you clean up and you power up, something amazing happens. Your body shows you what it's designed to do, which is function properly and heal, right? Not anything to be scared of. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our last segment. We're going to be talking water and, I can't wait to hear this. Water and what you can do in the last segment. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutLoud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. The liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
All right, healers, welcome back. Ooh-wee, we got something here. Now, I just finished recording a full thing on luciferase and plasmids and all this other stuff. And one of the things that has just been so exciting for it, because it's really a dark topic, but one of the things that's been really exciting is we've been finding what to do about it, right? And that's really why we study what the enemy does, is what can we do about it? Well, one of their delivery systems are these things called plasmids. I'm not going to go into it heavy with you today. Suffice to say, they're delivery systems for weaponized payloads, genetic weaponized payloads. They're what enable the scientists, the life sciences scientists, to make sure they put whatever DNA sequence they want into whatever cell they want. Essentially, it's just a absolute, totally unethical, a nightmare that they're creating in the world. Now, with that being said, plasmids are the delivery system. So one of the things that I was asking when I was, you know, finishing up the presentation that I was putting together was, okay, what size are plasmids? Because if we know what size they are, that tells us what kind of filter we need to make sure they can't really get into the water. Because I can promise you this, they're in the water. All right. I can promise you that they're in the water, whether they're in the water directly or whether they're in the water in after they've infected microorganisms, it doesn't matter. They are in the water. Water is a delivery system. Well, I found this article, Kinetics and Mechanism of Plasmid DNA Penetration Through Nanopores, from 2011 in the Journal of Membrane Science. And the authors, forgive me, their names I cannot pronounce, but they're brilliant. And what that article said was the supercoiled double-stranded 350 nanometer DNA of a plasmid penetrates through 10 nanometer size pores. Something that is 35 times the size of the pore can actually fit through the pore somehow. And this is what they say. This is a quote. The plasmids penetrate by stretching into long, hair-shaped, flexible macromolecules. A critical pressure has to be exerted by the flow in order to stretch the plasmid. Now, listen closely. Dr. Artis would love this. A snake-like movement with gradual pore blocking is suggested as the mechanism for how they get into the cell. Now, I don't know why you would call it snake-like. That seems pretty weird to me, but that's how they describe it. So what we found out then was that these plasmids can fit through 10 nanometer pores. Well, when you talk about filters, filters don't talk about nanometers. They talk about microns. So we got to convert that. So 10 nanometers is equal to 0.01 microns. So now we know what kind of filter we're looking for. And the filters that start at 0.01 microns are called ultra filters. And the class even a little bit smaller in terms of the filter size, the micron size, is called a nano filter. So what we're going to be recommending for people in the coming future are ultra filter filtration devices that we're testing out and nanofiltration devices we're testing out, because that's how we make sure plasmids can't get into the water that you're drinking. And then I have a few other steps I take my water through now, and it's delicious.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I actually will take my water after it's gone through a filter, and I will then distill it. And once I've distilled it, after it's distilled and I have a fresh pot sitting out there waiting for me, a gallon of great new distilled water that's been purified, I then run it through a water structuring device to help it form crystal structures in it. You know, that whole Masaru Emoto thing. And when I tell you, Dr. J, Nicola, that it is the best water I have ever had in my life. It's the only water I've ever gotten chi running through my body on. It is incredible. I didn't think it was possible to take tap water and turn it into something that could be structured like this and medicinal, but it is. So we're going to show everybody how to do this, but I'm real curious. That's how I'm doing my water, and I'm not going back, folks. I've been searching for this for over a decade, spending thousands of dollars every year on water. No longer. Now I'm going to spend water. I'm going to make my water nice and structured and clean and healthy, and I'm going to show everybody how to do it for really. And you know what's so cool about this? It saves money too. It's not this hugely expensive thing. But Dr. J, what do you do for your water? Like, how, what do you do with water and everything to make sure?
Well, I was great. Very quickly looking up to see what my fiber, the mesh that I have, like how far down it goes. I am still looking it up because we do have a whole house water filtration system, which is wonderful. And it's from Pentair, and I'm looking right now. We have a fluoride filter as well, so it gets all the fluoride out, but it gets the, so, you know, it's like a 10 stage with carbon fibers and gets out pharmaceuticals and all kinds of strange things in the water. But we also found out it removes radioactive contaminated cesium-137 out of the water too. So that's really good. But you know, I still have this, I still want the water to be better. I still feel like there's still maybe something wrong with it. So the water comes through this lovely filter system, and then we have an ultraviolet light on it as well. And we have this one section that can go through a tubing, and it goes through magnets. So the magnets for me is the restructuring, because magnets, people may think we're loony, but magnets can clear memory. You put magnets on your computer, right? You're going to mess up some of the memory drive, but it also clears the memory of water. So I want wherever that water's been, whatever it's been going through, like I want it to be wiped clean and then be in our home and experience this great experience. And we often pray over our water too. And we were talking about the book. Can you remind me of his name? The man who did the photographs of the water crystals?
Masaru Emoto, Dr. Emoto.
Dr. Emoto. And if anybody hasn't seen it, Message in the Water is a beautiful book of pictures of water crystals in different environments, and not just different environments, like beautiful. Looks gorgeous, perfectly symmetrical from the Alps. Looks absolutely horrible and disfigured from, you know, inner city water like in New York City. So, but then when words are prayed, when lovely things are said over the water, they literally change form to this beautiful crystal just by the spoken word. Now, to me, I think how God spoke everything into existence and how much water are we? And I could go on and on about it because I get really excited about it. So it's not going to hurt anything for me to bless the water in our house, right? Mm-hmm. Or bless each other, right? So, and I think it does a lot of good. So those are some things that we do. We also like to sit it outside in the sunshine to make tea. Yep. So that's also another way too, I feel. When we're traveling, we either bring our own. If we cannot bring our own, we bring a lot of things to get rid of the junk out of the water, like colloidal silver and moringa seeds if we're on the mission field.
Good idea.
That purifies the water instantly.
Travel packs, right? Travel packs. Oh, my goodness. Well,
and travel bottles, like Berkey has the travel, Life Straw has a travel one. So,
you know, and speaking of Berkey, because Berkey actually tested really good for cesium with the Health Ranger, right?
Yes.
And removal, which was really exciting to see because Berkey's been taking some hits recently.
Right.
But I did check Berkey's micron size for their filtration. It's at best 0.2, so 20 times larger than we need it to be. It's not an ultra filter.
Okay. Good to know.
Now, that doesn't mean it's bad. I'm just saying, I'm really concerned about plasmids, and I want to do everything I can do in my power to make sure they are not going into my family's body at home. I'm out in the world, but at home, I want to control what I can control, right? So Dr. J, that is amazing for a water setup and to put that much love.
It's taken years to do it, but yeah.
How long did it take you to kind of refine it to get it where it is now?
Probably 5 years, just because I was researching. So all this information, you know, just presented very quickly. It took me many years, especially like the wiping of the memory. That took a little bit of time to figure out. And you know, I In a pinch, I travel with a magnet and I just set my water bottle, my filtered water bottle on the magnet, right? A few hours, wiped memory.
I just bought a new water bottle that has a crystal in it, an amethyst crystal in it.
Very nice.
So like I'm about to travel. I'm going to have at least a couple gallons of water that I've made. And then I'm going to take my little travel structuring device as well right here. And every time I pour, I get to structure my water and be like, I love you so much, little water. You're so good. And I can't, this is delicious. I've never felt like I've had, you know, you've had that good water where you're like, oh, that was pretty, that spring water was pretty good, or that glacial water, that was pretty good, right? This blows that stuff away. And
what is the structuring device you're talking about?
It's from this
company. Did you make it?
No, I'm not that smart. This is from the Wellness Enterprise. And we're setting up a school account there so that we can get people a discount on this, because it's not cheap. The structuring devices are not cheap. That's where you spend most of your money. But yeah, we got it from the Wellness Enterprise, and it's just a little travel deal. And they have actual ones that you can set up. I'm sure they would install with what you're doing and with your setup at home and everything. I know Dr. Group, who referred me to it, he's got it, and he's got them in his medicine making facility. He actually purifies the water three times and then takes it through a vortex and a structuring device and plays harmonics for it. And nobody can be in a bad mood around the water. And I mean, it's that same kind of like, look, water is very, very memory driven, you know? So we have to be really conscious around it. And I can tell you this, Nicola, when I tried this for the first time on Thursday last week, and I thought it was going to be like, okay, you know what? I thought it was going to be better, but I was like, it's probably going to still, because the water that comes out of my tap is toilet water. It is smelly. It's disgusting. It's putrid. It's just disgusting. I thought it was going to be an improvement for sure, but I was like, I don't know. When I tasted this, my whole world exploded in a great way. It was just like, oh my God, I just found something that, you know what I mean? Like the first time, you remember the first time you had organic food and you were just like, oh, what is this? Right. And that's what it is with this water. What do you do, Nicola? What do you do with your water?
Well, similar. I have a whole house water filtration system. And I live in Nevada, and unfortunately, we are in the top three of the most, well, maybe it's different now, but historically, it's been in the top three of the most polluted water, unfortunately. So, and we also have just a problem with, you know, we have the highest, I think, mineral count in the water of, I think, anywhere in the U.S. We're first or second. So we do, I have a water softener, and then I have a whole house filtration system. And then I also have a couple different devices that I use for structuring the water. There's a company called Vibrance that I love, and they have lasers, so like handheld lasers that will laser the water for just a couple of minutes. You can laser food, water, I mean, absolutely anything. And I also have another device that is similar. It's a pitcher, and it's got a laser device in the top of it, and it takes about 30 minutes, and I put the water in there ahead of time. So those are all the things that I do. In addition, actually the main thing that I do now that I think about it, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Keshi's work. Are you familiar with GANS? Keshi's amazing. So GAS is nanostate. I work with a retired physician who left that world and came into the total natural medicine world. And he got really obsessed with GANS and Keshi's work. And he designed a water device that it's not real fancy, but it works real great. It's like a 2.5 gallon water device. And on the side of it, he'll make this GANS in his warehouse. And it's you Velcro it on to the side of the unit, and it creates a plasma state. And it takes about 8 to 12 hours that the water's held in this plasma state and totally restructures as well, and makes a lot of changes in the water. So those are all the things that I do with the water. And I love the idea. I'm a little jealous, Henry. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of that you filter the water and then you distill it. Gosh, it's hard to distill water here in Vegas if you mm-hmm. buy it at a distillery. I'm telling you, you might put, you know, one or two or three times the water through the distiller, and it just is so coated with minerals in a matter.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
When hours.
Oh my God! When you look at what's
apart and scrub it and vinegar, and it's just so much work. So.
It's so great. Well, this definitely cuts it down doing the pre-filtration, the pre-gravity filtration on it cuts it down a lot. But what was so incredible is that even with that pre-filtration, what's left over in the distiller is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, that supposedly, that gravity distiller supposedly got out like 99% of all the crap, right? Mm-hmm. That 1%, when you see it concentrated, it's like milky white. So it's obviously a lot of calcium and inorganic compounds and stuff in there. But there's like a slime in there too. And yeah. It's just like, oh my God, this is what's not going into my body now. All this stuff was going into my body and my family's body. I mean, even after we purified the water a little bit. So the idea that I wanted to come up with was, we got to come up with something where everybody can pretty much do it, right? We can all upgrade our houses. If you have the money, you can upgrade your house and really take it to the next level and make it more automated. But I wanted to have something for people who are like, I live in an apartment, you know, stuff like that. And I don't want this going into my family's body, you know, and that this process actually saves money annually on what you would spend on bottled water, kind of blew me away. And now it's like, no more plastic, right? No more of, you know, whatever's coming out of the tap and I just got to take it. And once you have the taste, I think for all of us, I would love to drink all of your waters. Once you have the taste of it, you're like, I'm not going back. This is what God intended the water to be like. And I'm just going to stick here. And I can tell you this, it tastes different after the distiller if I don't use the structuring device.
Yeah.
The structuring device makes it sweet.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Well, we got to wrap it up. Let's do another show on water. Yeah. Let's talk. Yeah. It's such an important topic. My show this week, I did on air and water, you know, and what we do to clean both of them. Right. But, let's do a whole, we are going to keep talking about water, folks, and all these incredible things you can do. Let's talk about these companies and these people that are doing incredible things with water. We want you to be in control of your water, because when you're in full control of your water, you are going to thwart their plans at delivering bioweapons into your body. And that's what got me really excited about this. So we're up against it. We got a jam. We could talk with you for another 18 hours easily, but I think we're going to go eat and have some more of our water. So everybody, just thank you so much for everything, all the love, the support, the emails that are coming in. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. We're just so grateful to all of you and for sharing the show and everything. So remember, folks, the only medicine is natural medicine, because natural medicine first does no harm. Got a lot to unlearn. We're going to learn a lot together. Just keep having fun with it. A lot of love, logic, light, right? And remember, folks, you're a being of light. So just look within first when you're looking for healing. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. On behalf of all of my healing homies, I'm Dr. H. And we can't wait to see you again next week, folks. Check us out Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And until then, we all say aloha. And adios.